Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, let's talk about some of our resources. A fool wastes time. That's probably your most precious resource. Time. Everything you're doing, you need to stop and ask yourself, is this a waste of my time? Maybe you think you like to do it, but is it wasting your life? All the time you need to look at where your energy's going. Every morning when you get up, you have a limited amount of spiritual, mental, and physical strength. You cannot just go day and night nonstop. There's going to come a point pretty soon you got to rest. You need to rest your mind. You need to rest your body. You need to rest your spirit. Just like you have a limited quantity of money in hand, you got a limited quantity of energy, strength, mental ability, patience, strength in every area for the day. Now, fools waste it on something that is worthless. Maybe it's a goofy game. Maybe it's some hobby that, you know, frustrates you. And it happens all the time. Somebody messes with something for 6 hours and they've used up all their patience. And here one of their kids come and needs something and they bark at them. Why? Because they're out of patience. They used it all up on this dumb thing here. That's a fool. Wasting it on something that's not going to mean a thing. That'll help you and me all the time if we just say, okay, 100 years from now, what I'm doing right now, will it matter? And when you really begin to look at stuff, the writer of Ecclesiastes, that's what he's talking about. The more wisdom he got and the more he looked at stuff, he said, that's vanity. That's vanity. That's a waste. That's a waste of time. The wiser you get, the more stuff you realize, I don't need to do that. I don't need to do this. Go to Ecclesiastes. Let's read it. Ecclesiastes 1. Ecclesiastes 1, the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. How does he start out? Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities. He says it again, then he says, all is vanity. A lot of people don't even read this because they think, that's just depressing. People don't even read this because they're thinking, I don't understand that. That just depresses me. Vanity of vanities. What could it be you don't understand what he's saying? Because I do not believe we have any worthless books in the Bible. And God, we already talked about it. We've studied it. God put into this man wisdom and understanding, the Bible says, and largeness of heart with understanding like the sand on the seashore. God put wisdom into this man. He saw some things. He understood some things. And after much experience and much searching with God and inside himself, he writes about it. And that's how he kicks it off. Do you see the theme of the message tonight? The wiser you get and the more understanding you get, what do you learn? You learn about a lot of stuff is what? A waste of time. Don't you? A waste of motion. A waste of my energy. A waste of my time. I know when I first started working with Brother Hagin, who, man, I came to know after some 20 years, walked in a lot of wisdom. And I did not understand in the beginning some of the things he did. In fact, it troubled me. It's my job to accompany him, and I sang for him, and I drove his car, did all kind of stuff. I was with him a lot. So going in and out and coming out of places. There were times I saw people come up to him to talk to him. And I mean, just, you know, they're trying to talk to him. And he just walked off like they weren't even there. Didn't say hi, didn't say bye. Just like they weren't there. And the first few times that happened, I thought, Brother Hagin, these people are trying to talk to you. Of course, I didn't say that. Wasn't my place. At least I had that much wisdom. But I sure thought it. I thought, now that's just rude. And the more I got to know him, I realized what a man of love he is. And compassion. And yet I'd see him do it again. Somebody following him, trying to talk to him. He'd walk off like they were not there. Well, 5 years passed, 10 years passed, 15 years passed, and one day I was walking down the hall. Two different things I'll tell you about walking down the hall, and a fella, he caught me on the side. He said, "Brother Keith, I want to ask you to forgive me." I said, "For what?" He said, "I got mad at you when I was in school." I said, "You did?" He said, "Yeah. And I was mad at you for a long time." He said, "But I'm over it, don't I?" I said, "What? Why?" He said, "Well, one day I met you in the hall and I spoke to you and you didn't even answer me." I said, "I didn't know it. I was focused on my next class. I was concentrating on what I was about to speak. I have no awareness of what he was talking about." But another time in that, a person that was helping me came and said, "Brother Keith, that person, you ignored them." Now, this one I knew about. I said, "Yeah." They said, "Well, why?" I said, "Well, I don't have to explain myself to you." I said, "But, let me tell you something." I said, "This person, I knew by the time they walked up, they're full of pride. They don't want to learn anything. Spirit of God showed me. They want to waste my time for 2 hours telling me how great they are, what all they know, what they've seen and done." I said, "And what you don't know, there's another man waiting in this room over here, and I can help him. And he's waiting on me." Now see, when you're young and inexperienced, you don't know any of that. And you just go by outward appearance. And think you have to do everything anybody asks you to. I tried that for years. About, you know, run myself down. But the more you learn, and the more wisdom it grows in you, you realize so much talking that people do is a waste of time and wears you out. Now, you know, we had a few people around here, when, not so much lately, but when we first got started, they kind of got aggravated at me because I wouldn't spend half a day with them. But these people have no concept of what we do. You understand? Try speaking 10 times a week, covering 4 states, dealing with financials, answering 1,000 questions. And see, if you want to sit down and chat about nothing for a day, or if you'd rather take a nap, or if you, and do like I've done, I have wasted countless hours talking to people who didn't want to be helped. Did you hear me? They just want to talk to hear their own voice. And I'd be foolish to let folk waste my time like that. And cause me to come in tired and wore out for you tonight. Did you hear me? Because see, you only got a limited amount of energy. You spend it on one thing, you're not going to have it for something else. And I'm not saying that for my benefit, I'm saying it for your benefit. You're supposed to operate this way, and not everybody will understand. Because there's still a lot of foolish people around. And there's so much they don't know. You don't have to be mean and rude and hard. I'm not saying that. But you must learn what is valuable and what is a waste. And just because somebody calls you on the phone, that does not mean you sit there for 3 hours while they dump trash in your ear. It wears you out. Well, I don't want them to think I'm rude. Well, then be led by them instead of the Holy Ghost. Let yourself be what? See, the enemy knows this. And he will set you up with stuff to waste your day. And if you just go along with everything and everybody that comes along and all they want to talk about and all they want to do, you will stay worn out. And when stuff comes up you're supposed to do, you won't be ready. Life is short. Time is short. You are one person with limited resources. Every day you only got so much. So you should be led by the Spirit of wisdom as to who I spend time with, what we do, what we talk about. Every conversation should have a purpose. Everywhere you go should be a reason. Did you hear me? How many times people have been hurt and maimed and killed because they were somewhere they had no business being? If they'd have been led, they'd have been at home taking a nap. But somebody had a wild idea, wanted to do something, and they didn't want to be rude, and they wanted to be social, and they didn't want them to think they didn't like them. So they're being led by that person's insecurities instead of the Holy Ghost. You've done it. I've done it. But I've about quit.
Amen.
And getting better every day. Because I'm not going to stand before you on the judgment seat of Christ. I'm not going to stand before you or anybody else. I'm going to stand before Him. I don't have to give an account to you of every word I say and what I do with my time. I do to Him. You do too. And I do not, the longer I live and the more I understand, I detest wasting time. I mean, there's just a few more breaths. You and I are going to be out of here. Right? We do not have days to waste on nothing stuff. I don't want to waste an hour. I don't want to waste a dollar. I don't want to waste one moment of effort of my faith or my time or my thoughts. Right? On something that is for nothing. We got the Holy Ghost in us, and if we'll learn to follow Him and listen to Him, everything we do can count.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Wisdom and Waste, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1602-O. That's R-1602-O, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.